Hello.
Hi, yeah, I'm sorry for being late. I was busy
Yeah, sure.
somewhere.
Can you just hang on a sec for me? I've got to get out of somewhere, that's all.
Okay, all right.
Thank you. Hang on, I'll go to the car. No, that's fine. I've just decided I have to go and do stuff, so I thought, well, I'll sit in the car. That's all right. Oh dear. Now, yep, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, how you do? How's your day?
Good night.
Hello?
I'll be right. I'm good.
Alright, you have got a busy schedule?
Sorry?
You had a busy schedule in the weekend?
I've had a busy time for the last week, so hopefully this weekend's gonna be a little quieter.
You were always busy to you know.
Is it bad or good?
Is it good?
Is it bad or good?
No, it is good.
Is it?
Yeah. You have to care about people. You can enjoy your by yourself only. All right?
Yes.
So you have to work. And I never thought that you are about 70 years old and you can do these sort of things like so quickly, you know, like.
You don't think to tell anybody that. Actually, no, I don't talk about that.
Yeah, you don't sound like you're about 70s, so that's right. And yes, you are.
No, it sounds like I'm 65 or 60. Thank you.
Yeah, right. No, I thought younger than that. I thought it's about 50 to 55.
I call myself 55, yes. Yeah, I'm not talking about age anymore.
Yeah, right. They always keep the part whenever it's asking for their age.
I never tell anybody, but it's amazing how people find out. It's not good.
Yeah, right. Now, have you got any update from your bank? If they calls you?
Nothing yet, no. I got an email from one of the guys at Barangaroo to say that he would let me know, and nothing yet, no.
Okay. He told you that he will gonna let you know once the
key. Yes. Yes.
Right. Now
he's
we are
sending an email.
All right. Now we are also coming for this to get the clear the check. So once the clear the check, we can proceed further, and we need to catch these hackers now who are belongs to Thailand.
So Peter, I'm really nervous about this, I hope you realise. I'm really scared.
Yes.
But I'm going to lose my money.
No, definitely not.
Can you guys just promise me it's not going to happen?
No, definitely not. You see that I was talking to you and I was with you, like, so long. Like, if any single money will be gone out from your account, I am the responsible person for that, okay? So you don't need to care about it, and you don't need to care about it. If any money will be goes out from your account without your permission, I'll be the hell responsible person for that, okay?
So did you refund it then?
I'm sorry?
If money goes out, does anybody refund what went out?
No, that's not what we are telling you, because I have told you that the money that you have, that you are transferring at the moment to the HSBC, like, the money we have to filter the amount. That is the reason why we will gonna issue a check to you from our ANZ Business Bank, okay? Because ANZ, our business partner, so we will gonna provide you the check of that amount, the whole amount, that is 177,000, and the rest of the and the extra $2,000 as well. So in total, you
and what about the 20,000 that we put through? That hasn't resurfaced yet.
No, like once we were gonna finish this investigation, that is the last time, that is the last task of ours.
I just don't understand at all.
Yeah, I will make you understand, because before we will gonna do this, you need to make sure you need to understand the whole thing, so that it won't be, now I don't want it to get any doubt to you. So that is the reason, like you will gonna supposed to receive 179,000 check. Okay, like
right.
We will issue a check to you on your email. And you can, you know, print out that email and you can issue the check. But before you issue the check, once the money will gonna go back to your HSBC, we need to filter the amount. So because we don't want to risk any single money of yours, so that is the reason why we are risking our money. Like we are not risking the money. Like no one in this world have goods to steal our money, correct? Because we are from the National Crime Agency. So that is the reason why we will gonna provide you a check first before we will gonna make any dummy transaction to the hacker's account. Okay? Because we have already informed. Yeah?
Yeah, can I ask a question?
Yes.
When a check comes to me, what do I do with it? Do I just hang on to it? What do I do?
Yes. You don't have to deposit the check until or unless we catch the hacker, and we will want to filter the amounts. All right? Because basically, in short, if I have to explain it to you, the money that you have right at the moment that you are spending, you have transferred to the HSBC, that would become our security funds, and we will gonna send you our security funds to through a check. So the money would be on the check only, the whole amount of yours. So before we will gonna make the dummy transaction, before we will gonna proceed further to catch the hackers, you won't, you know, issue the check, because the check would be with your hands only.
Yeah, okay, that's all I want to know. And I just want to know that it's not a scam, not anything like that, because I am so scared. You wouldn't believe it this morning, but I got a text message saying, now, where do I live? In country New South Wales, right? I got a text to say that I owe the toll company money. Please pay.
Yeah.
I haven't been out of this place for 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure one thing as well. It might be happening between, if the hackers will get any, you know, notification about it, they might be calls you up, or if anyone in the world will calls you up and asking for that, these were the charges which has been made. Like, have you authorized this transaction, these sort of things, don't entertain such calls. You need to hang up the call on it.
I'm only answering the calls of people that I know. I'm not going to do anything else.
Yes, right. That's correct. Now, if you receive for the further information, I just wanted to make sure that nobody can do anything apart from, without your any authorization. If they say that they are from Amazon, they are from this department, they are from that department, they're from fraud department, something like that, don't trust on them, just hang up the call on them. And let me know once you received any such calls before you do anything.
Well, if I still do the calls, because I don't have anything like that, if I just answer my own private calls, that's all I'm going to do, okay?
Yeah, right. If you receive any such calls like that, you just let me know on my email that you have received this call. What should I do? They are telling me this. I will gonna guide you, so you don't need to worry about it. Okay?
I'm not gonna send my money.
Yeah, right.
I'm only dealing with the people that I know who come up on my phone to say that's who it is. I'm not gonna answer any other calls.
Yes, right. That's good. Okay. All right, Anne. Do you have got the work tomorrow, or you have got a
work day? I work tomorrow. I don't finish. Oh, probably till 11 o'clock. After that, no, hang on, I've got it. No, I'm working tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. Oh, in a different area, a different thing.
Okay. And
so tomorrow, if you needed to ring me, the best time would be what is it now? 1:50. That would be 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, and after 10 o'clock?
Not until I get back to town, which could be anywhere up till 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
Okay. Like, if I can't promise you that I can able to call you on 10 o'clock in the morning. If I cannot able to call you up at 10 o'clock in the morning, I'll get back to you after 6 o'clock, okay?
Yeah, because I'm driving, and it's too hard to concentrate on the road and drive and talk this sort of stuff. So.
Yeah, don't have to, you know, like, talk to me while you're driving. It's not safe. So.
Yeah. Can you give me one more definite certainty that this is not a scam? I want proof. I am so frightened of this that it's, and I was having this friend last night. The desk check arrived and it bounced. And it was no good, and I thought, oh my God. So will this harm my relationship with HSBC?
I'm sorry?
If this all goes ahead, will it have any effect on my account with HSBC?
Like, we have to make the dummy transaction from your HSBC only. Okay.
I know. Is that why you set me up with HSBC? Just tell me, yes or no?
No, like HSBC, they are the worldwide bank, you know. They are the best bank for nowadays. So that is the reason I have suggested you that you don't need to get any queries. Like whenever, if you're supposed to call the Combank or National Australian Bank, any bank, to call them up, they will going to put you on hold about 1 hour, 2 hours, or after that they will say that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But I have to say, the Barangaroo is the best I've ever dealt with.
Yeah, so that is the reason why I have suggested the HSBC, because their support is too quick and you will going to get all this information. So that is the reason.
Okay, all right. I'm sure you haven't lost my ears at all.
Okay, now before we will gonna do any dummy transaction, first of all, we will gonna send you the check so that you can able to check it.
Yeah.
That's right, okay. So you don't need to worry about it. I am here to help you out. I will be there for always for yourself till now, because you are no longer a client for me. You are like friends, or you might say that you are like a family to me, okay? Because everyone knows you in the office. All right, because we don't deal with people like all the time, because it will take 3 to 4 days basically, and max it will take 1 week or more than 1 week. That's it. Within that time, we get settled all these things. But in your case, there is some peculiar situation in between. So that is the reason why it's taking so long. And whenever. Whenever I go to office, they were asking me, what about your client? Is that cleared? I said, no, it's still going on and on. Well, everyone knows you like this. All right.
That's scary. That is scary.
It's not scary. It's not scary.
I don't like being known. I just like to stay out of everybody's way. I'm not used to this.
All right, you got such a nice person, I must say that. You're so sweet.
I'm not really, but anyway. As long as they look after me, I don't care. And as long as nobody pinches my money, I'm happy. If someone pinches my money, watch out.
Yeah, right. Now, could you just tell me, Anne, I hope you won't mind me asking, you haven't married yet?
I lost my husband 10 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've been on my own for 10 years.
Okay, all right. All right.
So,
sorry about it.
That's probably not what I never tell anybody very much, but it's a dead giveaway because I still wear my wedding ring. But yes, he passed away 18 years ago. So I'm out there battling me and the world.
Okay. All right, Anne. You do one thing. You take care of yourself. I'll get back to you tomorrow in the evening time. If I can't able to call you on in the morning, then I'll get back to you in after 6. Okay?
Okay. So just remember what I said. Please don't let it be a scam because that's all I can think of at the moment.
No, definitely not, Anne. You see, I have told you that if any money will be
rolled
up, anything will be rolled up from your account, I'll be the responsible person for that. So don't worry about it.
I know that I am worried. I can't help it. That's a lot of money for me, I tell you.
Yeah, of course it is lots of money for you, but the thing is that, as you know, that you are helping us to hunt these bank employees and the hackers down, so we are so proud of yourself that you are helping the nation, and you are so cooperative.
The nation might be very proud of you, but anyway.
Yeah, but no, we can't disclose these things to anybody because it would be not good for you if people get to know that you are in the part of the investigation, because you will get you will find it out lots of haters of yours after that. So we don't want that.
Well, I've not said anything, so
We also don't disclose these things to any other people as well. So that's right.
Yeah. I haven't disclosed anything to anybody. I just pretend nothing's happened.
Yes, right. And how do you think that, what about that $2,000 that we'll be getting? How about that? You are not happy?
I think that's amazing. I'm amazed. One day I was thinking about stuff and I thought, I might put a bill in at the end of this, but I was only joking, but I got such a shock when you did. And then I thought, did he say that or didn't he say it? So that's going to be for me. That's going to be mine.
All right. You can do whatever you want with that reward amount because the whole agency has been happy for you because you are helping such a nice way to catch these hackers down. Not only the police and the hackers as well, who are belong to
the hackers will hate me. The hackers will hate me.
Yes, they will gonna hurt you, but they don't know that you will gonna do that. So that's right.
Yes. Just don't let the bank tell me, oh, this check's a fraud. Just don't let me tell it. Just don't you tell me, oh, I'm a hacker. I will be devastated.
All right. And one thing, you can do your work for now. I'll get back to you tomorrow. Whenever I will gonna free after 6 o'clock, I'll get back to you and talk to you then. Okay.
I should be back in town then. If I don't answer, don't be. It's only because I've been delayed. That's all, because I've got an hour's drive out and an hour's drive back. So I'm just on the time at the moment.
Yeah, I'll call you back after 6, about 6:30.
Okay. That'd be good. Okay. Yeah, not a problem. Okay, thank you.
All right, then. Take care of yourself. Bye for now.
Bye. Bye. I